Well, everybody, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine what this place could look like in 5 years. You show up and everything looks amazing. You're all a little bit older. And the preacher up here doesn't have this bald head. He has Jansen's hair up here on stage. Can you imagine? That would look fantastic. That's not going to happen, okay? It's not in the cards for me, okay? It's not going to happen. Honestly, I want you to think about, you show up to this place 5 years from now, and the carpet still looks amazing. The chairs are still in pristine condition. There's no smudges on the windows. Nothing is happening in this room. Now, I want you to think about a different scenario. I want you to think about, you show up to this place and the parking lot is full and you're kind of upset because you can't find a parking spot. You can't find your trying to always park, and you show up and you walk in, and man, life's happening on the inside. Stuff is going on all around. There's a first time visiting family who shows up, and there you see them meeting new people. You see students getting together and they're asking spiritual questions, and kids are laughing and babies are crying, and life is happening. Lives are being changed. Marriages are being restored, and people are meeting Jesus. The reality is, both of those situations are possible. The only difference, it's not this building. The difference is us and what we do with this place. Now, this is a special moment. We've been waiting a really long time to finally be in this moment. And it reminds me of some people, God's people in the Old Testament, who were waiting on God. And they wandered in the desert for 40 years, and God had made this promise to them about the future, but most of them, they got scared and fear crept in. And what they said, Let's go back. Let's just go back to what was comfortable, to what we knew, what was familiar. Let's go back to Egypt, and let's even go back to slavery. But there was a few people who were brave enough to say, no, we're not going back. Instead, we're going to trust God. We're going to remember his promises. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a step forward in faith. It reminds me of our story. That's our story. Let me tell you a little bit about it. In 1963, a small group of people got together downtown and they said, let's start a church in a garage. That sounds like a great idea. And so they started Central Baptist Church just in a small little garage. Fast forward to 2003, and they end up moving to this location, to the edge of town, not knowing if what this place was going to look like 20 years later. Fast forward to 2023, and we got to a moment where we had to make a decision. Were we going to stay comfortable? And were we going to stay where we've been? Or are we going to take a step of faith? And look at us now, right? I mean, come on, look at us now. I want you to do this. I want you just to pause for just a second and recognize what God has done. Just recognize what he's done. It's been amazing what he has done. In fact, the Old Testament people did the same thing. And I want to read one verse to you this morning. Usually if you show up, I've got like 20 slides. I got one of them for you today, okay? Amen to that. Okay, so here's what I want to read to you. This verse, Psalm 115:1. It says, oh Lord, not to us, but to your name goes all the glory. Why? For your unfailing love and faithfulness. You see, God's unfailing love has saved us through sending his son Jesus to die on the cross to pay for your sins and for my sins. That is something to give God all the glory about. His faithfulness has brought us to this moment. And he's provided for our church every step of the way. I think about one of the greatest ways that he's provided for us is through your generosity. Did you know that God through us, he has raised $3.6 million of a $5.8 million project to get us to this moment. God has been faithful and working through us, and it's been amazing. But let me be clear this morning. It's not about us. It's not about us. He gets the glory for everything. Everything that happens in this room, every worship song that is sung, every sermon that is preached, every prayer that is prayed, every baptism that happens, every family that finds a home here, and every life is changed. He gets the glory for everything that's happening and going to happen over in the kids area. He gets all the glory for all of the conversations and great cups of coffee that are going to be drank over in the central hub. He gets the glory for all of it. Here at Central, we're passionate about taking a step forward. And the reason is because Jesus is worth it, right? Jesus is worth it. And people who are far from Christ are worth it. They matter to us because they matter to God. Here in our community, 63% of the people in our community need to hear the gospel. They need to know that they are loved. And how will they know if we don't reach them? And how will they know if we don't make space for them? You see, this building isn't the mission. It's not. But it serves the mission. It serves the mission that God has given us. And it creates space for you and I to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so we have taken a step of faith because we believe that everybody deserves the chance to experience Jesus because Jesus changes everything. He changes everything in our lives and everyone's life who will give him a chance. And now our spaces, get this, our spaces match that mission. Finally, and we're ready to move forward. Let me say this. This is not the finish line. This is the starting line. And it's time for every single one of us to step up, to live with bold faith, to invite people into what God is doing, to love people deeply, to serve them sacrificially, to disciple others intentionally, to give generously, and to pray like never before. In Romans chapter 14, the Bible says that you and I are one day going to stand before God and give an answer to our lives. But let me tell you this, he's never going to ask you about a building, okay? He's not going to ask you how pretty it was or how functional it was. He's not going to ask about that. He's going to ask about how you treated people. Did you love them? Did you serve them? Did you tell them about Jesus? And the reason God's going to do that is because buildings don't change lives. Jesus does. And he uses his church. He works through his church to change people's lives. So Central, look, let's be a church that gives God all the glory, that loves people deeply, that reaches people with everything we have, and a church that prays boldly. In fact, I want to lead us in a time to do that. And so I want to invite everyone to stand to your feet for just a moment. I invite you to stand to your feet. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to grab the hand of the person next to you, okay? Everybody, link hands as a church, as one church. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray. We're going to dedicate this place to God, back to God, because it is his. Would you bow your heads with me? Let's go to the Lord. God, not to us, Lord, but only to you goes all the glory. God, we give you this place. This is yours. It's not ours. So God, we dedicate every single room. We dedicate every single conversation. We dedicate every single moment of ministry that's going to happen in this place. It's all yours. Father, we ask. We ask for your presence. It's all we need. God, we want to seek your face, not your hand. We want you, God. We ask for your presence in this place. This is your church. Do with it as you will, God. We pray for power to live by faith, to do your will. We pray blessings on this place, on this church. We ask for unity amongst all of us. We pray, God, that you would grow us. Help us to reach our community. Help us to be your hands and feet. I pray you bless every family here. Take care of them, God. Meet their needs. Be sufficient for them. God, give us boldness. We don't want to be a lukewarm church. We don't want to have a perfect building but no life inside. We want to poke some holes in these walls, God. We want to stain some carpet here. We want ministry to happen. We want lives to be changed. We want people to see Jesus in us. God, use this place to change lives. We are holding hands together in unity, saying, God, move. Change us and change others. We pray all this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.